Although oil prices have been tumbling in recent weeks, $4 a gallon gas prices may have done what seemed impossible in the Tampa Bay area, led more people to take the bus. WMNF's Mitch Perry reports. Ridership on Pinellas County buses is up 9% this year and 7% up in Hillsborough County. In fact, business on Hart's Express service is up 29% this year. On Tuesday, local officials and community members in the town and country area of Northwest Hillsborough County celebrated the grand opening of a transfer center for Hillsborough area buses. Hart's CEO, David Armijo, began the short ceremony as city and county officials squeezed underneath a canopy with community members underneath a steady rainfall.
Today's transit center opening is the final transit center that we had in the pipeline that included openings over the last 2 years at Net Park and about a year ago with the West Tampa Transit Center as well. And it's certainly clear from looking at this facility and, of course, the turnout that we're having today that this facility is going to be an asset today and for many years to come. And I believe it's going to play a critical role in the continued growth of transit in this region.
The transfer station at Town and Country is the third Hart's constructed in the last 14 months. The others are at the Net Park area in East Tampa and the West Tampa station near Raymond James Stadium. The total cost of the new facility is $4.7 million, with $3.6 million coming via a federal grant and $472,000 from the state. Hillsborough County Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor spoke briefly before calling up local Town and Country citizens to join her on stage in celebration.
These are the folks that work tirelessly for their community. They are the true community representatives. Years ago, they were instrumental in kicking off the Town and Country Community Plan. And an important part of that plan was connecting the neighborhoods. That's the reason why this beautiful trail is out here today, that is connected to the YMCA across the street, that has made these roadway improvements on Sheldon and Waters, made it a little safer for kids and seniors and families to be able to walk and not have to get in their car every time they need to go somewhere.
Other public officials at the event included County Commissioners Rose Ferlita and Mark Sharp. Bill Brown is chairman of the Town and Country Alliance. He said it'll be a great boost not only to those who use Heartline buses in the neighborhood, but also to the general betterment of the local community.
Well, we had been leasing property. It was an informal arrangement in front of the old cash and carry on Waters Avenue. And it was day by day and very informal and not very comfortable for the riders. And in addition to the riders' convenience and comfort, this facility is one more part in the wall with the Town and Country Library. It's all part of the Town and Country plan. Our trails, it's all coming together. Of course, mostly it was for the convenience of ridership. This is a beautiful facility. People will be able to sit out of the weather, get some shade. There's some facilities here for toilets and other things. So this is going to mean a lot to increasing ridership and making those riders more comfortable.
Brown said this new facility should only enhance ridership.
When you see people sitting out in the weather on Hillsborough Avenue waiting for transportation, you can understand why they might be hesitant to take advantage of it. But something like this here, they could bring their car up, they can park, leave it, ride the paper on the way to work downtown. They can get in all directions. They don't have to be transferring here, there, and everywhere to get to one location. So it should make a big difference, and people get more accustomed to the idea of taking public transportation and leaving their cars at home and relax for the trip.
Hart's CEO David Armijo says that the next transfer station will be built at the Tampa Airport, hopefully within the next couple of years. For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.